And get rid of him, Maggie.
Hello? Oh, hello, Bert. Just a minute. Beverly, would you see these pit men just for 2 minutes? I kind of promised him.
Won't have time, Magpie.
Well, will you see him at the station just a minute before the train goes?
All right.
Bert, go to the station and wait. He'll be there in a minute.
Let's hear this second-rate masterpiece, Beverly.
It's called What Am I to Do? Oft in the nightfall,
I think I might fall down from my perilous height. Deep in the heart of me, always a part of me, quivering, shivering life. Run, little lady, ere the traitor shafts of time barb you in their wingless eye, singed with their soul defined. Softly, a fluid druid meets me, olden and golden, the dawn that greets me, cherishing, so perishing, up to the stars I climb. What am I to do towards ending this madness, the sadness that's rending me through? The flowers of yesteryear are haunting me, darling, for wanting you. What am I to say to warnings of sorrow when warnings tomorrow things to do? Will I see the cosmic rift shattered and scattered to bits? What not am I to do? Superb, Beverly, the best thing you've ever written. Please, let me say that.
Ah, come in, Westcute, come in.
Ah, the airwaves, eh? Well, I shan't have to hear you while you're mouthing all that little. Thank God, I should be on a train.
Mr. Westcott, will you go into that room? John, will you show them the outlets they can use? My right side.
What are you doing? Maggie, what are you doing? I want to talk to Beverly. Maggie, stop this nonsense. Beverly!
Oh, you are my fabulous cream pop.
Maggie, I want to talk to Beverly.
Kiss Beverly and Mason.
I will not be rushed out of here like a baby that has to have his diapers changed.
Magpie, come get a kiss.
Beverly, I want 1 minute. I must have it.
Why, Magpie, dear, what's the matter?
Get out of here!
I'm just waiting. Excuse me!
Who is that man?
Never mind. Beverly, I'm in great trouble.
Why, Magpie, dear, what is it?
I've fallen in love.
No!
Yes, for the first time in my life, Beverly, I'm in love. I can't tell you about it now. There isn't time. But Sherry's trying to break it up. In his own fiendish way, he's doing everything he can to break it up.
Why, the old flatter. What's he doing?
Lorraine. He's brought Lorraine here to smash it up.
Oh, it's somebody here in this town.
Yes, he's a newspaper man. Now, he's written a play, and I know Sherry must be using that as bait for Lorraine's handiwork. You know Lorraine. She'll eat him up alive. You've got to help me, Beverly.
Again, sharing that female barracuda? Of course I will. What do you want me to do?
I've got to get Lorraine out of here. The further away, the better. And you can do it for me.
But how? How can I? I'm leaving.
Well, here's what I want
you to
do.
Have you a comment with the broadcast, Miss Cutler?
Yes, there's one right there on the table, Mr. West.
Thank you. One of those penguins ain't the original.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to telephone Lorraine here and pretend you're Lord Bottomley.
I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it. It's simply enchanting, and fouls up Sherry and Lorraine at the same time. I adore it. It's pure heaven, I feel good up ground.
Darling, the first baby will be named Beverly. Whatever it is. You're wonderful.
Of course I am. Come to Chiswick for your honeymoon, and I shall put you up. Goodbye, my lovely. I adore you.
Mercy! Let me out of here!
Shall I straighten the room up for the broadcast, Miss Cutler?
No, John. It isn't television, thank God. They only hear the liquid voice.
He's really wonderful, isn't he, Mr. Whiteside? The things he finds time to do.
Yes, he certainly sticks his nose into everything, John.
Are the choir girls arrived yet, Miss Cutler?
Yes, they have, Mr. Westcott. I'll take them.
Thank you.
Why, Miss June, are you going somewhere?
No, John. Mr. Whiteside is in there, I suppose.
Yes, he's getting ready to go on the radio.
Well, look, John, would you do me a favor?
Where is he? In the library.
Yes, he's busy.
Well, maybe we ought to go.
Thank you, John!
Hello, dear. Where's Sherry?
Inside working. He's broadcasting very soon.
Oh, of course. Christmas Eve. What a wonderful man Sheridan Whiteside is. It must be such an utter joy to be secretary to somebody like Sherry.
Yes, you meet such interesting people. That's quite a gallery. Going anywhere?
Oh, no, this? Oh, it's just anything. I just threw anything on at all. Orange, you, getting dressed for dinner.
Maggie, dear.